Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
What do you think? The blue... or the brown? Well, I don't want to look overdressed. It is quite a special occasion. Expect Lillian will be wearing her silk. Brown?
Well, either will do. You look nice in both of them.
Please try.
Sure, Lillian will be dressed up to the nines. I'm busy telling everyone how Adam and I are at daggers drawn.
Oh, please don't keep going on about it.
Well, why not? Must have been her who spilled the beans to Andrew.
Ah, so you keep saying. But you don't know that for sure.
Well, who else? She's not exactly famous for her discretion.
Well, even if it was her, how was she to know it was meant to be such a deadly secret?
Oh, please, darling. Lillian's not that naive. She knows full well you don't go blabbing about private family business to a shark like Andrew Eagleton.
No. You're upset and you're looking for someone to blame.
And now I'll be stuck in the same room with her for 2 or 3 hours trying to be civil.
Well...
her and that smarmy son of hers.
Oh, Brian, don't start a row with her and spoil Mum's birthday party, please.
Well, it'll be a nice change, won't it? When did we last go out to Grey Gables?
A sandwich at home in the kitchen would suit me fine.
Oh, only because you're still worrying about sitting next to Jennifer.
Did I say that?
I thought you'd got Lillian to fix the seating plan.
She said she couldn't make any promises.
But she might have.
Well, yes, but if she hasn't and we do end up sitting together, well...
Well what?
I don't know. I'll probably end up getting thoroughly plastered.
Tony...
I'm just warning you, that's all.
Oh, but... Tony, it's Peggy's birthday. It's only 2 hours out of your life, so please behave. Hello, James.
Happy birthday. Still as young and lovely as ever.
Oh, thank you. You are allowed to flatter me today.
Hello, Peggy. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Leonie. It's lovely to see you both. I'm so glad you could make it.
Oh, we weren't about to miss your 87th, were we, darling?
No.
So, how was the drive up from London?
Oh, you know, the usual...
No problem at all. A couple of hours.
Mum, everything's ready for us next door.
Oh, good.
Jennifer, hello.
Oh, hello, James. Leonie. You've come straight up from town.
Yes. We'd hoped to make an early start and get here in time for the remembrance service at St. Stephen's.
Oh, that would have been nice.
But it didn't quite go to plan.
And whose fault was that?
Well, you missed a lovely service. There was a very good turnout.
Yes, it's a shame.
I thought about taking Jack along, but Alona and I thought it would be too much for him.
Yes.
So we took him down to the memorial on Friday morning and laid a wreath.
Much better.
Now, do find yourselves a drink. They should be coming round.
Yes, I'll go and grab one now.
Just mineral water for me, darling.
Good. Well, we'll be sitting down to eat soon. It's all laid out in the next room.
Oh, excellent. I'm famished.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to say hello to Henry.
All right, Mum.
Well, quite a family gathering.
Yes. Is Leonie all right? She seems a bit stressed.
Well, I suppose I ought to come clean. She wasn't very keen to come along.
Oh?
In fact, it's very much under protest. That's why we're so late. Big row over breakfast.
Oh, dear.
So, for me, it's going to be less of a party, more of a damage limitation exercise.
Yes, I see.
And she's meant to be driving us home, so...
Oh, it looks as if they're starting to go through already.
So... Right, I'd better go and look after her. Keep her away from the old vino.
Oh.
All right, everyone. Come and sit down. You'll find your names by your places.
Is this me down here?
Yes, you're by me.
Oh, good. Well, the seat of honour.
And Pat, you're next to him there.
Okay, I've got it.
What about me, Mum? Where am I sitting?
Oh, Tony. Now, let's see.
You're down that end, next to... oh, dear, my memory.
Next to who?
Leonie. You're next to Leonie.
And on my other side?
Well, because Helen and Henry need to be near the door, I've had to move James along, so he'll be on your other side.
James? Oh, right.
That'll be nice for you, Tony.
I know it breaks up the boy, girl, but I'm sure nobody minds.
No, no, Mum. That's fine by me.
Ilona gave me a sweet little birthday present.
Did she?
Yes, a lovely cyclamen for my windowsill.
Oh, that's nice.
So kind of her to go to all that trouble.
Yes, well, she's got on. Two jobs, practically a single mum.
Well, isn't there a husband somewhere?
Yes, Darrell. He's coming to join her soon.
Is he?
Sometime around the beginning of December.
Oh, well, I'll be interested to meet him.
Yes, so will I.
Hmm, Peggy, this salmon.
And it's wonderful.
It is rather good, isn't it?
Well, now let me guess. Scottish? Wild caught?
Well done.
That's so much better than this farm stuff.
Oh, yes.
And it must be organic, too.
Oh, yes, I can definitely taste the difference.
Of course you can.
Don't let him tease you, Pat. Tom's been telling me all about your rebranding.
Yes, it's a big step for us. It's quite exciting, too.
So no more Bridge Farm?
No, it's sad, but... we've got to look to the future now.
Well, I'd say it's a very wise move.
I'm sure we'll soon get used to Ambridge Organics.
Let's hope the customers will as well.
Makes sense to make use of an established name.
That's the idea, yes. How was Rory yesterday, Brian?
Oh, fine, thanks. Yeah, it was lovely to see him. He's looking forward to his birthday.
Pat, do you think Tony's all right down there?
What?
With James and Leonie.
Oh, yes.
He sees so little of them. I thought they'd enjoy a chance to catch up.
Oh, don't worry about Tony. I'm sure he's quite happy where he is.
Leonie, could you pass the hollandaise?
Oh, let me.
Leonie.
What?
The hollandaise.
Yes, I can hear you. There's no need to shout.
Thank you.
How are you getting on with this book of yours?
Oh, yes, it's really starting to come together now.
Good.
In fact, I'd say it's in pretty good shape. Wouldn't you agree, darling?
Not quite as good as I'd hoped by this stage.
Oh?
If we're to meet our publishing schedule. In fact, I really ought to be at home working on it now.
Really?
She's feeling guilty because she's here enjoying the party instead
of... Yes, it's right up there with my last trip to the dentist.
Of course, we're always looking for new and interesting material to include.
Yes, yes, I see.
Tony, you have your own dairy, don't you? At Bridge Farm?
Well, yes.
Making farmhouse cheese and butter and stuff?
Not butter, no. Yogurt and
ice cream?
Yes.
But you're organic, aren't you? You still make it in the old traditional way?
Oh, no, no. We have all the latest modern equipment.
We've heard about your little mishap with the E. coli.
Oh, yes.
James is missing the point, as usual.
Am I?
A farmhouse dairy? Oh, never mind the E. coli, James. It's a shoo-in. Oh, it would make such a great feature for the book.
The book?
Yes, you know, the whole mystical process of turning fresh milk into wonderful cheese and ice cream. You won't mind if we come down one weekend and research it. You know, take a few snaps.
Well, I'm afraid this isn't the best time.
Oh, we'll be very discreet, I promise. You won't even know we're there.
I'll have to think about it. Have some more wine.
Oh, yes, please.
Leonie.
Yes, James.
How many glasses is that?
Oh, please, stop nannying. Don't worry. I'll make sure I get us home.
Right.
Did I tell you that Helen's going to be a bridesmaid in the new year?
Is she?
Yes, at Nick and Will's wedding. Will Grundy.
The gamekeeper?
Yes.
Now, that could be interesting. A gamekeeper's wedding. You don't have Will's number, do you?
Oh, sorry, no. And perhaps you'd better ask Brian.
At last we made it through to coffee.
Brian, please.
No, I mean without me having to talk to Lillian.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Well, I've kept my promise. I haven't started a row.
Oh, I didn't mean you to ignore her completely.
That seemed the safest way.
This is meant to be a family party.
Yeah, and I've been very nice to everyone else, especially Peggy. See, she's having a lovely time.
Yes, I know, but you...
Fortunately, she didn't notice that one half of the table was hardly talking to the other.
Oh, it's all so silly and pointless. Why can't we talk things through sensibly and rationally like other families?
Oh.
I mean, when are you going to have a proper talk with Adam about the dairy unit?
I already have. I've tried to explain that the Beale board aren't going to try and micromanage the farm or whatever else he's got into his head.
Did that help?
Nothing I say seems to get through to him. And if he really won't budge before the next board meeting, well...
Then what?
Well, if Home Farm can't supply crops for the dairy unit, entirely because of his pig-headedness, well, I'll have to think of another way to do it.
Well, you haven't got very long. The next meeting's in January.
I know.
Oh, look, tell Mum I'll be back in a minute.
Well, where are you going?
Oh, outside to get some fresh air.
Sleepy time. Oh, I'm sleepy. Come on, Henry, I know you're tired.
Terry?
Oh, heck.
Oh, I thought I saw you sneak out. Did James and Lenny get too much?
Shh, shh, shh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was trying to get him to sleep.
Oh, Henry.
Just to give Helen a break.
Well, he doesn't look very sick.
Oh, he isn't now.
No, well, I'm sure he's happy to talk to us instead. Aren't you, Henry? Tony, I was so pleased to hear about the new brand idea. I mean, it's such exciting news.
Well, like I said, we're not done for yet.
No, far from it, I'm sure. And, well, this is just between ourselves, but you're not the only side of the family with business problems.
Oh, really?
Yes. Ours aren't quite on your scale, perhaps, but I was just saying to Brian, seeing us all here together as a whole family, well, we're so close and we care so much, so why do we waste so much time quarrelling?
Jennifer...
Well, don't you think it's silly when there's so much we could do to support one another?
Support one another?
Well, yes.
Jennifer, I know what you're trying to say, but I'm sorry...
There you both are.
Oh, Mum, hello.
I just came to say coffee's ready when you are.
Yes, we're just coming in.
Hello, Henry. I hope you're enjoying the party as much as I am.
Are you, Mum?
Oh, yes. Just to have the whole family here together and all getting on so well. Yes. I couldn't have asked for a better way to celebrate my birthday.
No, Derek, I'm not questioning your talent or your ability to entertain, but it would just be quite inappropriate.
Oh, Linda.
Oh, look, I can't talk anymore. I'm very busy. That has to be my final answer. Goodbye.
Linda, have you got a moment?
Oh, dear.
Oh, you're all right.
That was Derek Fletcher.
Derek?
He wants to be a Chinese magician.
He does?
Yes. For Christmas round the world.
Oh, I see.
I mean, can you imagine it? Derek, dressed up in a pigtail and a dressing gown and pulling handkerchiefs out of a top hat.
Well, it's hardly original, I suppose.
Well, it's not just that. Supposing you were a person of Chinese extraction sitting in the audience. Caroline, this show is meant to pay tribute to the rich diversity of international culture, not poke fun at crude national stereotypes. Just try explaining that to Derek Fletcher.
Yeah, a difficult one.
Oh, he was quite rude to me on the phone. Even accused me of favouritism.
Oh, that does seem very unfair.
Yes. Tony, I'm sorry.
Oh, Linda. Look, do you really need Derek? I'm sure you've plenty of other wonderful acts.
No, that's the whole problem. I haven't.
Oh.
When I planned this show, I was hoping to tap the hidden talent of the community, but it's just not happening. Vicky and I have tried, but we've got very few quality acts lined up.
Didn't you say you'd ask the Felpersham Light Opera to come?
Oh, it's the wrong time of year. They've got gigs all over the county.
I see.
No, I'll have to face up to it. This show just hasn't inspired people in the way my productions normally do.
It's all fixed up, Mum. The meeting with the HEF account manager.
Great.
Thursday morning, up at their offices.
Well done. Thanks so much for organising it.
No problem. And Brenda's freeing up the time to come with me.
Oh, that's good of her.
Well, two heads, you know. especially when the other one's Brenda's.
Well, now we're talking about a complete relaunch.
Yep. These guys know the biz, so hopefully we'll be able to pick up a few good tips.
Would it help if Tony or I came along too?
Well, no need. Not if you're happy to leave it to us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I'm sure you've got better things to do.
Well, yes. I mean, we're not exactly rushed off our feet, but after taking most of yesterday off for the party...
All work and no play.
Yes, from where I was sitting.
Oh, it was fine, Mum. I mean, there was no actual violence, was there?
No, I suppose not.
And Gran seemed to have a great time. That's what matters.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, well, I'm off home.
Oh, don't you want a cuppa with me and Susan?
I've got some emailing to do.
Okay.
Oh, tea.
Oh, Susan, I was about to bring it through for you.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
Oh, and Mum, I had another thought about the rebranding.
Oh?
Yeah, you know your special Christmas pudding ice cream?
Oh, yeah, that's lovely, that is.
Well, I think you should make a bit more of a thing of it this year. You know, as part of the relaunch.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, it's a good seller.
That's a great idea. We'll work on it.
Okay. Bye then.
Here you are, Susan. Ooh. Milk's there.
Thanks.
Have a seat.
Actually, I think I'll take mine on through to the dairy.
Okay.
I was hoping to get away in good time this morning. I've got things to do at home.
Yeah, so I gather.
Oh?
Well, you spent most of yesterday cooking for Bert and Gary.
You've been talking to Neil.
Tony has.
A couple of meals for the freezer, you know.
Yeah.
Until Gary gets himself organised. I mean, we've only just done with the funeral.
Yeah, I've hardly had a chance to speak to you since then. I wanted to say again how much I enjoyed talking to Kylie.
Oh, she's a lovely girl, isn't she? So warm and friendly and easygoing. Oh, it was terrible the way Clive behaved with her. Terrible.
Yes,
oh, she was so upset. Even though she tried to put a brave face on it. I'm so glad she's decided to have nothing more to do with him.
Can't see there's much in it for her.
Oh, no. She's got her own life now. She doesn't need Clive to mess it up for her.
No. And she gets on well with her stepdad.
Eamon? Well, yeah. He's been like a real father to her. Same with her brother too. They seem a really close family.
Brother?
Yeah, well, half-brother, I suppose.
Oh, I didn't know there was
a
brother.
His name's Rich. He's quite a bit younger than her. He's just a teenager.
A teenager? Oh, didn't mention him to me.
Well, she had a lot to deal with. We all did.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, thanks for the tea, Pat. I'll get back to the yoghurts.
Linda!
Oh, hello, Caroline.
You off for a swim?
Yes, I thought some vigorous exercise might be good for my morale.
Oh, you're still worrying about the show?
I've gone beyond worrying, Caroline. I've resigned myself to it being a complete and utter disaster. I've been racking my brains all morning. I can't see a way to save it now.
Well, I've been thinking about it too. And I've come up with a suggestion.
Oh?
Your Christmas around the world theme. You say you're short of talented volunteers to do a stage act. Well, I thought, what other kind of talent do we have within the community? And the answer I came up with is cooking.
Yes, perhaps. But how's that going to help?
Ah, well, why not combine your global entertainment with some global Christmas foods? You know, the kind of speciality foods you get all around the world, like, oh, I don't know, Stollen in Germany, or a Scandinavian Christmas smorgasbord.
Yes.
Those are just off the top of my head.
But how exactly would that tie in with my stage entertainment?
Well, I thought you could make it into a cabaret.
Cabaret?
Yes. Instead of rows of chairs, you could have separate tables with candles or lanterns and little Christmassy decorations. And if you put the acts between courses, you wouldn't need so many performers.
Well, it's certainly an interesting idea, Caroline.
Right, I'll let you get on.
Thank you. I'll think it over while I'm having my swim.
Oh, Oh, hello. Dinner time already?
Oh, managed to get away a few minutes early.
Oh, sorry about the smoke. Just having a tidy up.
Oh, can I have a few parsnips?
Well, yeah,
two or three big ones will do.
You're not going to start cooking now, are you?
What about these ones here?
Aren't you down at the shop this afternoon?
No, I've got half an hour. I was going to get a stew started. Can you pass the fork over?
A stew?
Not for us, for Boot and Gary.
Susan, you spent the whole of yesterday cooking for them.
Not all day.
Well, most of it. You missed the remembrance service.
Oh, that was for the freezer. This is to see him over the next couple of days.
Surely Gary can cook himself a stew, can't he?
You know what he's like. Mum did everything for him. He'd have trouble putting the gas on.
Well, so he can learn, can't he? Oh,
Neil, Gary's in no fit state for anything. Or Dad either. So, can I have some turnips too, please?
He's a caterer from over Hollerton way.
Oh, I wondered who he was.
So I've spent the last hour buying him single malts and trying to schmooze an order out of him.
Well, I hope you're successful.
Yeah, me too.
So how is business?
Oh, it's really starting to pick up. Still a way to go.
Ah, Tom.
Oh, Linda. Hi.
Hello, how was your swim?
Swim? Oh, no, I decided to give that a miss.
Oh, yes, I've been on the computer instead, doing some research.
Okay, well, I've got...
Don't go yet, Tom, I need to have a word.
Right.
You know what you've done, don't you, Caroline?
What?
You've unblocked my creative flow. As soon as you said the word food, the ideas came flooding in.
Good.
I think we should have little trays of bite-sized food on every table to give a flavour of different nations. Say, little turkey and cranberry bites, or tempting morsels of sauerkraut and sausages.
Yes.
Ah, sausages.
And for starters, we could buy in samosas and spring rolls.
Oh, even better.
And it can have a wonderfully relaxed feel. So when the performers aren't on stage, they can sit and eat with the rest and enjoy watching each other.
Oh, yes. I think that'll work very well.
Linda, I've...
Now, Tom, I have found a wonderful Norwegian recipe for little Christmas sausages called sausisær.
Oh.
It's quite simple. I'm sure you could make us up a few dozen.
Well, maybe. I'll have to see how I'm fixed, Linda. Why don't you give me a call?
Right. Yes, I will.
Okay, bye then.
Bye, Tom. Well, I'm glad I was some help anyway.
Oh, yes, Caroline. Much more than that. It was sheer inspiration. You have saved our Christmas show.
This was meant to go off yesterday, but if I send it first class...
First?
Yes, please.
Okay, then.
You busy this afternoon?
Oh, people buying books of stamps for their Christmas cards.
Heavens, yes.
Oh, don't worry. There's plenty of time yet. That's 180.
I'll have to get Kylie's address, send her a card.
Oh, that'd be nice. I can give it to you when I come in tomorrow.
Oh, thanks. Hard to believe it's 20-odd years since she was a baby in the caravan.
Time flies. Oh, it's nice to be back in touch, though. Emma's been chatting to her on Facebook.
Oh, yeah? And Kylie's brother, Rich, do you say he's a teenager?
Yeah, 13, I think she said.
13? Right.
Hello, Pat.
Oh, hi, Neil. OK, then. Well, thanks, Susan. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you. So, what can I do for you then, love?
Oh, nothing.
Just missing me, were you?
No, I was taking some eggs up to Grey Gables. Oh. Guess who I saw on the green? Gary.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad he's got himself out of the house.
He was sat by the pond feeding the ducks.
So?
Well, look, I understand he's still grieving and all, but if he can feed the ducks, can't he at least do something to help feed himself and Bert?
Oh, Neil, you know what I said.
Yeah, but look, it's you I'm thinking of. You'll wear yourself out. They'll get dependent on you for everything, like they were with Ivy.
No, Neil, I'm not going to let that happen.
It will if you go on like this.
Neil, I'm looking after my dad and my brother till they're in a fit state to look after themselves. Any daughter would do the same.
Well, I don't see Tracy doing much.
Because she's got her kids and lives miles away and I'm just up the road. I'm happy to do it. I want to do it. I'm doing it for Mum.
I drew the short straw. Ruth goes off to Ben's parents' evening. I do the milking.
The short straw?
Well, she was keen to go anyway, so...
You did the noble thing.
Yeah, well... Ruth earned a treat. She's spending all her spare time on the phone trying to talk to supermarket buyers.
So you're after a nice fat contract?
If we can get it, yeah.
Any luck so far?
Well, nothing concrete. They're difficult people to get hold of.
Yeah, I bet they are.
But she's not letting that put her off.
Well, perhaps this isn't the best time for a chat.
What's it about, bro?
It's actually a dairy matter I wanted to discuss.
Oh, yeah?
In your role as NFU chairman.
Dairy?
Yeah, I mean, if you can spare me a few minutes before you start milking.
Okay, then. I was going to have a quick cuppa anyway. Shall we go inside?
I know she's been cooking all their meals, and then this afternoon I sees her coming out with a bag full of washing.
Have they got a machine of their own?
Of course they have, but I don't suppose Gary's ever gone near it. He's about as much use as a chocolate teapot.
Hey, Clary, you didn't bump into the prof while he was out, did you?
Jim? No, why should I bump into Jim?
He's supposed to be helping us with the cider tomorrow.
Oh.
If Eddie remembered to give him the message.
You could always ring him yourself. I'll go round and see him.
Well, he won't be at home, will he? He'll be round at Christine Barford's.
If he's still staying there.
Well, he don't seem in a big hurry to move out.
Joe, where Jim stays is his business, not ours.
Well, there's no skin off my nose. So long as he turns up tomorrow to help with a cider.
Why don't you ask Edward, see if he can spare you an hour or two. Or Oliver, as you'll be using apples from his trees.
Hounds. They're meeting at Loxley Barrett tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Well, just a thought. Hey, you know what our Edward told me yesterday?
Yeah?
Him and Oliver wants to vaccinate the badgers all around this area.
Vaccinate?
Against the TB. Sounds a bit of a palaver to me.
No.
I mean, they'll have to catch them first, won't they? Oh, it's a shame they can't just vaccinate the cows instead.
No, they can't do that. Brussels won't let them.
No, I know that, Joe.
And besides, they ain't got a proper vaccine. Any road, there shouldn't be no need to vaccinate. In my day, badgers had a natural immunity.
Yes, I know. You said that before.
So did the cows. Back when I was a lad...
Things was different then, Joe. Yeah. There, I'll leave that in for a couple of hours.
Oh, that for tea?
Yeah, we're eating early tonight.
Well, you ain't working, are you?
No, I ain't. I'm going round to see Nick.
What I'm about to tell you, David... For the time being, it'll have to be strictly confidential.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, BL have been looking at ways to increase our business, and we're considering a plan to start a dairy enterprise.
Porchester Land?
In partnership with Home Farm.
Right.
I mean, it's a new departure for us, of course, and I know smaller producers like yourselves are having a pretty tough time.
Too right, we are.
But all the same, I think we can make it work if we go for the right kind of scale.
So... Just how big are we talking about, Brad?
Well, our initial plan is for a unit of 1,500 cows.
1,500?
Yes. They'd be housed indoors, and we'd use our cereal acreage to feed them.
Oh, now I get it. Debbie was talking to me about this. But she never said you were going to do it yourselves.
Yep, I'm sure she pointed out. These kind of zero-grazing units work perfectly well in other European countries and in the States.
Yeah, if by work you mean turn in a big profit...
What else would I mean?
Well, some people might worry about the welfare of the cows.
Well, of course, our priority would be to keep to the highest possible welfare standards.
Yeah, except that they'll never get to see a blade of grass in their lives.
Yeah, all right. Now, look, I know it's not your style of farming, of course, but I just wanted to sound out your opinion as chairman of the local NFU.
And you want to know how our local branch will feel about it?
Well, that would be helpful, yes.
Well, there's certainly no agenda to push for any one farming system over another, so you should be okay as far as that goes.
Good. That's what I'd hope to hear.
So, does that answer your question?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
But there's one more thing. As I said, If it goes ahead, we'd aim to feed the cows from our in-farm cereals, but we'd always be looking for good local suppliers. So would you be interested in coming in with us?
You mean grow crops for your dairy unit here at Brookfield?
Yeah, yeah. You've got a decent acreage. I know you'd be reliable.
Well, I mean...
OK, look, you've got your milking to do. Have a think about it, and then maybe we can meet up and talk about it later.
So when's Mum coming round?
Oh, any minute, I should think.
Oh, OK.
That doesn't mean you have to rush off.
Well...
Jake! George, can you turn that down, please?
If you're going to be looking at wedding dresses...
Oh, we can always take the laptop and sit in the other room.
No, it's all right. I thought I'd pop down the ball for an hour or so.
Okay, then. Well, why don't you take these with you?
Oh?
Yeah, hotels in Cape Verde Islands.
Oh?
Yeah, I printed them out this afternoon. Oh, there's some really fabulous places.
Oh, so you agree, then? It's definitely Cape Verde.
Definitely.
Oh, you sure you don't want more time to think about it?
Will.
OK, just checking.
Oh, but it's our once-in-a-lifetime trip. I wanted to make sure it's the right decision.
Yeah, I know. Well, looks great to me.
Good. So you have a look at those hotels and... Oh, come in.
Hello.
Hiya, Clary.
Hiya.
You all set then?
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much for coming round.
No trouble at all.
Well, I'll be on my way then.
OK.
Well, I'll see you later. I won't be late.
Bye.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, Lila. Hey,
have a seat, Clary. Yeah, would you like some of this?
Oh, well, just a splash, please.
Yeah, I better keep a clear head too. It's decision time.
Now, have you got on with your dresses?
Well, I've narrowed it down to a choice between two.
Oh.
Look, I printed out the pictures for you.
Both from the internet?
Yeah. They are. Look.
Oh, Nick, they're gorgeous.
I know. Oh, I love them both. I just can't decide which one to have.
What, you think vaccination is a waste of time?
No, that ain't the point.
Oh, so you reckon we should just let them be, Grandad?
When I was a lad, we had plenty of badgers on the farm, but we got TB in the cows under control. It was hardly any by the 1960s.
Yeah, well...
David!
Oh, hi, Brian.
Badgers had a natural immunity.
What's this, badgers?
Yeah. Ed's vaccination plan?
Oh, yeah. Oliver was telling me about it.
Oh, yeah? Well...
You ask me, it's modern farming that's to blame. If cows was looked after proper and not stressed and pushed to get the last drop of milk out of them...
You think they'd be less vulnerable to TB?
Well, of course they would.
Well, that ain't going to happen, though, is it, Grandad?
Well, it ought to.
Well, fact is, there's just too much TB and too many badgers. So farmers like poor old Mike end up going bust.
Yeah, that's right.
I reckon a cull's got to be the only answer.
No.
You agree with that, David?
Well, Will is dead right about TB being so endemic. And you have to remember that culling is about eradicating the disease, not the animal.
Oh, go on. You tell that to the badgers.
What's your view on this, then, Brian?
Well, I mean, we have to accept that there's no mass cull plan for this area.
Well, no, but...
And from what I've read, the science isn't conclusive, to say the least.
Oh, you mightn't think that if you were a dairy farmer.
Well, dear, and catch TB as well, Will. I mean, when you think of the terrible PR associated with a cull, well, maybe we should look at all the alternatives.
What, you think that vaccination is a better option?
Well, I'd say it's worth a try. Why not? Anyway, if you'll excuse us, David and I have other things to talk about. OK, David?
Oh, shall I?
Yeah, go on. It's definitely the right choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. There. That's it. Order completed.
Oh. It's such a fabulous dress. You're going to look gorgeous in it.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, yes, Nick. A dream. It's such a good price, too.
Yeah. Mm. So, it won't matter if I have to spend a bit, you know, having it altered.
Well, hopefully it won't need too much. Maybe I could give you a hand with it.
Oh, thanks, Clary. You've been a real help.
Oh, don't thank me. All I've done is sit here and drink your wine.
Here, have some more.
No, just a teeny drop then.
There. Right, so that's the dress sorted. Now I have to think about what the kids are going to wear.
One step at a time, eh?
Mm.
I think I'll take them into town after school tomorrow, and we've still got a few invites to send out, so I'll try and get those done too.
You're well on track then.
Yeah. Dress bought, honeymoon settled, present list in Underwoods.
Cape Verde Islands, eh?
Wow. Yeah, well, if it's anything like the pictures.
It looks like paradise. So romantic.
Oh, I'm hoping it will be.
Maybe Addie'll take me somewhere like that one day.
Hey, you never know your luck.
No.
So, cheers then.
Cheers, love. To the most romantic honeymoon ever.
So, are you telling me that your new setup won't push down our milk prices?
No, because we won't be selling to the same processors. We'll be competing in the global commodity market.
Yep, but it's like I said to Debbie, your 1,500 cows will be up against American producers with, you know, 30,000 or more. So,
yeah, I know.
Well, in the end, there's bound to be a knock-on effect for prices over here.
Yeah, but we can handle that. At least we'll be showing the flag, fighting our corner in the global export market.
Yeah, all right, but
just as we're being exhorted to by the powers that be.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm honestly not too fussed about the export market. All I want, right, is to be paid a sensible price for our milk, which price, as I'm sure you know, is currently way down towards the bottom of the European League.
Yes, yeah, and you know one reason why that is?
What?
Because producers like yourselves are always busy infighting. Instead of showing a united front to the processors.
OK, maybe we're getting away from the point here.
Yes, so back to my original question. Now, whatever your personal views on the unit, are you interested in supplying us?
Well, I've been turning it over.
Remember, there'd be quite a lot in it for Brookfield. We'd be offering a long-term contract at guaranteed prices. That's not to be sniffed at in this day and age.
Yeah, it's not just about the money, though, is it?
Isn't it?
Oh, come on, Brian. I wish it were that simple.
Well, with your margins being what they are right now, I'd have thought it's a pretty important consideration.
OK.
Is that a yes?
Mm-mm. I can't give you an answer now, Brian. I have to go back and talk it through with Ruth.
All right, fair enough.
And as soon as we've decided, I'll let you know.
There we go. Get a load of these, then. Ah. Going to be a vintage year, I reckon.
Oh, some nice-looking fruit. I'd give you a hand. I'm just going to sit down a bit.
Yeah, you sit there and drink your tea. I'm doing fine.
We can't do it all, though, Eddie. Where's all these so-called helpers?
Oh, they'll be here.
Well, they'd better. Time was you and me between us. We got to make short work of it. Short work.
Hey, Dad, you know it's me and Clary's anniversary next Monday.
Oh, your 30th.
Yeah. Well, has she said anything to you about it?
She don't want no big fuss, just a drink down the bowl. Oh, that's what she said to me anyway.
30 years? I reckon she deserves better than that.
Oh?
Well, after what she's been through lately, you know.
So, what you got in mind then?
Well, let's say I'm working on it. I've an idea for a present I can give her.
Oh?
Oh, hello, here's someone.
Who's that?
Jim, by the look of it.
Oh, well, the prof, well, you've had time.
Yep, it's him.
Hey,
I tell you what, Dad, there's some nice berries on that holly bush.
Holly? Yeah.
Soon be time for the Christmas market. Have to start looking around.
Well, don't you go nicking Christmas trees again and up sitting there, will you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Are we glad to see you?
Sorry I'm a bit late.
All right then, prof.
Yes, all fired up and ready to go.
Oh, well, we got plenty of apples for you here.
So I see. What a wonderful smell.
Okay, then Dad'll tell you what to do.
Eddie?
I'm just going to nip off for a bit.
Oh,
Eddie, where are you going?
Not far, won't be long. Back in a few minutes.
$1,500 cows.
That's the figure he gave me.
With no grass at all, stuck up there in a shed all their lives.
Yeah, I know, it's...
And we'll have a Wotton Grid intensive dairy unit shoved right on our doorstep. Oh, I can't... Oh, that is just so Brian.
Well, it's BL's plan, really.
Oh, but you can guess who's behind it.
Well...
Oh, he's such a total hypocrite. He's never been a dairy farmer. All he cares about is turning in a quick profit.
No, to be fair, I think the original idea came from Debbie.
Oh, so what if it did? It's still a terrible idea. It goes against everything we've been working and fighting for over the last 20-odd years.
Yeah, I know, but...
And Brian knows that too. Then he has the nerve to come here and start crowing about it to you.
No, me as NFU chair.
Same difference. He knew perfectly well how you'd feel about it personally.
Well, I suppose he thought that we were bound to find out about it sooner or later.
Well, maybe.
And... No, listen, there was another reason why he's come to us now.
What?
Well, I have a feeling you're not going to like it, but I did say I'd ask, so...
Go on.
Brian said that if the scheme goes ahead, if, right, then BL would be looking for local suppliers.
Suppliers?
Yeah, to grow feed crops for their cows.
What? You mean...
Yeah, he wants to know if we might be interested.
David, but how could you even ask?
I only said I'd talk it through with you.
Well, you know the answer. Of course we're not doing it.
Whoa, 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 Ruth.
No, I hate the whole idea and I don't want any part of
it. Yeah, all right, so it's not our kind of farming, of course.
It's not proper farming at all. It's an industrial business.
Yes, but think about it for a moment. They would be offering us a long-term contract for our crops at a guaranteed price. Can we afford to turn down an offer like that?
I don't care what the deal is.
Really? When we need all the help we can get for our milk?
Not that way. I'm not doing it, David. I'm surprised you even considered it. You should have turned him down flat.
I said I'd ask how you felt about it, that's all.
Well, now you know, and you can tell that to Brian.
Yeah, all right, you've made your points. No need to bite my head off.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, I've got the message. I won't mention it again. End of subject.
David, where are you going?
Can I help the Grundys with their cider? I'll see you later.
Freddie helped me to choose it.
Oh.
That's why he was so keen to give it to Daniel himself.
Oh, that's nice.
I hope he doesn't mind it being late.
No, I'm sure he'll be delighted.
Auntie Shula?
Mm. Yes, Lily?
Can I go out and see the horses?
Yes, of course. But remember the rules.
Yes, I will, I promise.
Just for 10 minutes, all right?
All right.
I'm sorry we can't stay any longer. They've both got homework to do.
Oh, it's so nice of you to call in.
I'm sorry we missed Daniel's big day.
Oh, he wasn't short of presents. And he had a very generous one from Reg and Bunty.
Well, 17. Gosh.
Yes, I know. So how are you getting on with your Christmas preparations?
Oh, not too bad. We've got our antiques fair coming up the week after next. We're getting ready for Deck the Hall.
Busy time.
Yeah.
And you two have got a birthday coming up soon.
Yes. Less than 4 weeks and I still don't know what to get them.
Oh, 12.
Well, Lily won't be so hard. Freddie's the difficult one.
And he hasn't given you any clues?
No, nothing. Neither of them have talked about it much. Maybe because it'll be their first without Nigel.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want to splash out and get them both something really nice. I'm not having much inspiration.
Okay. Well, if you want to get Freddie something really special...
Yeah.
Why don't you get him a pony? He's so keen, and his riding's coming on so well. What do you think?
Shula, that's a brilliant idea.
And you don't necessarily have to spend a fortune.
Well, it's not the cost so much, but finding the right pony.
Ah, well.
I'm not even sure if I'd know where to start.
Oh, that's all right, I'll help you.
Oh, Shula, would you?
Yeah, of course, I'd be happy to. If I start asking around now, do some research.
Wonderful. Well, that's Freddy sorted. So what am I going to get Lily?
Of course, back in my dad's day, they had a wheel.
Ah, yes, a stone cider wheel.
Oh, a hefty great thing, half as big as I am.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, they got a horse to put it round the trough and crush the apples.
Well, must have saved a lot of hard work.
I suppose a garden shredder... doesn't have quite the same romance about it.
Oh, it does the job just the same.
How small do we have to chop these, Joe?
A bit smaller than that, or they get stuck in the shredder.
Come on, David, keep that hoe moving.
Yes, all right.
I'll do a bit more myself as soon as I scope him.
No, don't worry, Joe, we're doing fine.
And I don't know where Reggie's got to.
Did you say Mike's coming around later?
Oh, well, so he said.
Good. I need to talk to him about this website. The green burial ground.
Eh?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be online funerals now, Joe.
Online?
Oh, don't panic. The website's just for publicity. We're designing a leaflet, too.
Oh.
I saw Mike down there the other day. Yes, he's been preparing the site. We'll soon be getting it surveyed and marked out.
So it's all up to schedule, eh?
Should all be finished by the end of the year.
How's it going?
And
about time, too.
Great.
You're getting on by the look of it.
No thanks to you.
Well, we'll soon need to get that shredder started.
Yeah, we'll have it going in a jiffy.
You're looking rather pleased with yourself.
Oh, I am. I just gone and got myself a real bargain on the net.
Oh, yeah?
That's where I've been, down at the Bull, bidding on the computer. Well, time was nearly up, see?
Well, go on, tell us then. What have you bought?
I've just got myself a great anniversary present for Clary.
Oh, yeah, Emma was saying, it's your 30th.
Yeah, so what is this present then?
It's a real, genuine pearl necklace.
My word.
Well, your 30th is your pearl, see?
Yes, the gem of Aphrodite, the ancient Greek symbol of love and devotion.
Yeah? Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, nice one.
Ah, she's going to love that. Well done, Eddie.
No, I'm sorry. I've got nothing for you.
Lily, nearly time to go.
Oh?
Is Freddy around?
He's still with Daniel.
Okay.
Do we have to go?
I don't want you working late with your homework.
I won't.
Well, before we go, can you keep a secret?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've been talking to Auntie Shula about Freddy's birthday, and she thinks we should get him a pony.
Hey, wow.
She's going to help me choose it. What do you think?
Well, yes, he's going to love that.
Good. I was hoping you'd think so. And look, I know it's quite a big thing for a present.
He'll need a saddle and bridle and all the tack as well.
Yes, I suppose he will.
And it'll have to be one he can grow into.
Yeah, well, I can talk about all that with Shula. Anyway, not a word to Freddy, promise?
You can trust me, Mum. I won't spoil it for him.
I know you won't, darling.
Mum?
Mm, what?
If Freddy's getting a pony, does that mean I can go on the school trip to France?
Well...
To Paris, next term. They're staying at this amazing hostel, where we all sleep in dorms. It sounds awesome.
Is that what you'd like to do?
Yes. All my friends want to go, and Freddy's not bothered. Please, it can be my present.
If that's what you really want. All right, then.
Yes.
I'll have to talk to your French teacher.
Oh, wow, that's so fantastic.
Hey, shh, not a word, remember?
Two more look as if they're bullying. Up there on the board.
Okay.
So how was the cider making?
Oh, made a change. Harder work than I thought.
I'm sorry I blew up at you earlier.
No, don't worry about it.
Had another morning getting fobbed off by supermarket buyers.
No, I'm sorry to drop such a bombshell on you.
Well, I still feel just as mad about it. I'm not going to budge on this one, David. I want nothing to do with BL or Brian and his mega dairy.
No, fair enough. Actually, I'm quite relieved to hear it.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, like you, my gut feeling was against it right from the start. Now I can go back to Brian and tell him it's no deal. Go and see him tomorrow.
Oh, about the supermarket. It wasn't all bad news.
Yeah?
I made a couple more calls after you'd gone. And guess what?
What?
I actually got through to a real live milk buyer.
Wow, how'd you manage that?
Well, more luck than anything. I think he just happened to answer the phone. He seemed quite surprised to be talking to an actual farmer.
So what did he say?
Well, he was really nice and helpful. I told him all about our system and values and welfare standards. He seemed to like the sound of it.
Oh, great. So?
So, he's given me the number of someone at the processing company they deal with and said to mention his name.
Hey! That's...
I've already called once, but the guy wasn't there. I'll try again first thing.
Ruth, that is fantastic.
Yeah. Though...
What?
If it comes off, we'd have to get out of our existing contract somehow.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll cross that bridge if and when, right?
Yeah. At least we're getting somewhere at last. This could be the breakthrough we've been waiting for.
You ought to be on your way to work.
Oh, Pat won't mind if I'm a few minutes late. I want to put this lot into the machine.
Oh, more washing.
It'll be done when I get back.
Well, didn't you do some last night?
Oh, there's always more waiting in the basket.
Susan, that shirt, that ain't mine. It's Gary's, isn't it?
Yes, it's Gary's.
And all the rest of that stuff. You're doing his washing for him,
no,
then?
No, not just his. There's Dad's too.
You spend half your time cooking for them, and now this. It's too much, Susan.
So what do you expect me to do?
You can't do it all. You can't run two households and work full time.
So you think I should just sit by and do nothing?
Well, you can't keep on like this. You're wearing yourself out.
Neil, if I didn't do this... If I didn't go round there and sort him out, then Gary would just sit there with Dad by the telly, eating chips while the dirty plates and the washing piled up around them.
So if Gary's so blooming useless, then it's up to the whole family to help out.
Yes, I know that, but... Oh, Mum would have hated to see him like that. I can't just leave him to it.
No, of course not, but it shouldn't be all down to you. That's just not fair. You shouldn't let them take advantage of you like this.
I'm not. I...
Susan.
I know it's not fair. I don't want to be stuck with all this.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Am getting tired and I wish they'd help out, but... I wish Mum was still here.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
No, you're right. You're right, I can't go on like this. Not for much longer. I shouldn't have to do it all myself.
So why don't you let me give Tracy a call? And Keith and Stuart?
No. I'll do it.
Will you?
Yes.
If we're having a turkey, we ought to tell Eddie.
I suppose.
Get our order in. We'll have some nice sprouts to go with it anyway. Well, Tom and Brenda should have finished their meeting by now.
You think so?
Yeah, if it went according to schedule. So hopefully they'll come home bursting with great ideas for launching the new brand.
I hope so.
Well, you know, Tom, once he gets behind a plan... wasn't it him who suggested you really go for it with a Christmas pud ice cream? Pat?
Yes, it was.
Oh, so that's what I mean. Shows he's really on board now. And Brenda's pretty focused too. I'm sure they'll have picked up some useful stuff from this contact of theirs.
Oh, we'll find out soon.
Yeah, an hour or two. Oh, and I saw David last night. You know Ruth's been chasing after a supermarket contract? Well, I thought they would never hope. But apparently... Hello, Earth to Pat. Might as well be talking to myself here.
Oh, sorry, I was just looking at the time. I ought to be getting back to the dairy. I did tell Susan I'd help her with the potting.
OK. Well, you better go then. I'll carry on here.
You sure?
Yes. Oh, that's Tom now. Don't you want to hear what happened?
I'll hear all about it when they get back.
Right. Tom, hiya.
Hi, Dad.
So, how you doing? You finished?
Yeah, we're through with the meeting and we're on our way back now.
Oh, good. And how did it go?
Well, it was...
What did they think about our relaunch?
Yeah, it was good. It was interesting.
So, what did they say?
Look, Dad, I can't talk now. I've got to drive. We'll see you in a bit.
Thing is, Pat, can't blame Neil for worrying.
He's afraid you're overdoing it.
Yeah. But it's all very well for him to say that Tracy should help me out. She's got her two little ones to look after. And, well, I think she's got a few troubles of her own at the moment.
Oh?
Her and Den, you know.
Oh.
And Keith. Oh, you know that wife of his.
Difficult.
And Stuart, well...
Not the most dependable man in the world by the sound of it.
No, that's putting it mildly.
And you can't ask Clive, of course.
No, I can't.
Have you heard from him since the funeral?
No, and that suits me fine. And if he dares show his face in Ambridge ever again...
No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
Oh, well, to be fair, when he was around, at least he did help out a bit. Well, we can forget about him anyway.
Yes. Sounds as if Kylie wants to do the same.
Oh, if she's got any sense, yes.
Are you going to need some more lids?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I'll get them.
Thanks.
She doesn't seem to have picked up many of her dad's genes, does she?
Kylie? Oh, thank goodness.
And she's inherited the best of Sharon's looks, too. That lovely hair, the eyes.
Yeah, she's been lucky.
I wonder if her brother looks at all like her.
Rich? Oh, no idea.
You've not seen a family photo or anything?
No. Anyway, he might take more after his dad.
Eamon?
Yeah. Kylie didn't say much about him.
No. There you are. That should keep you going.
Thanks.
Well, I've got Kylie's address now, so I'll send her a card.
Yeah, and I'll have to give Tracy a call as soon as I'm done here. Though whether it'll do me any good, we'll have to see.
So, what did he say about the relaunch?
Well, they've got a whole team dedicated to helping producers get their products out to all the different retail markets.
Even the supermarkets.
Yeah, we knew that already.
And they've got links with specialist firms who'll give us a discount on packaging and design and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, I'm all for that.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hi.
Sorry, I was finishing off in the dairy.
Coffee's there, love.
Oh, thanks. So, how was your meeting?
Yeah, we were just saying to Dad...
Well, what I really want to know is, what did he have to say about our rebranding?
Yeah, does he think we're on the right track?
Oh, yeah, he's right behind us. He agrees it's our only way forward.
And that it does need to be a complete relaunch.
Yeah, that too.
And does he think it's going to work?
Sure, yeah. There's no reason why not. If we do it properly.
Properly?
Well, what's he mean by that?
Well, he did have one small reservation.
Oh?
Actually, it's quite a big one, Tom.
Well...
Go on, then.
It's about the name, Ambridge Organics. Ambridge is fine, but, well, he says organic isn't such a strong selling point these days.
What?
But that's what our whole business is about.
Sure, but, I mean, we all know well enough how the market for organics is struggling.
Only because of the recession.
But their latest figures show there's a much stronger market for food that's locally sourced, rather than just plain organic.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we should try and hide our organic status.
No, he wasn't saying that.
Well, sounds a bit like it to me.
We're an organic farm. If we can't put that on our products, we might as well... pack it all in and retire.
Mum, he didn't say not to use it. He suggested a compromise.
OK, let's hear it.
He says to keep the name, but major on the Ambridge element to stress our local credentials.
And how exactly would we do that?
Well, by...
By separating the brand. Say, have the words Ambridge at the top and organics in a slightly different and smaller font down below.
I see.
Still sounds like a feeble cop-out to me.
No, I don't think so, Mum.
Because the customer would still know what they're getting. And for those people who reckon organic is important...
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as if we're taking it off the label completely. But I'm not entirely disagreeing with you, Pat. But, well, this is marketing. They play by different rules. Oh, I think it's a fair compromise. I'd go for it.
Me too.
OK. If that's how you all feel, I won't argue any more.
Right. Well, Brenda?
Oh, well, I'm afraid there is one other slight problem.
Go on.
Given the scale of the relaunch, with all the redesigning and printing of the packaging, promotional material, and, you know, making sure you can guarantee supplies, it's all going to take longer than we thought.
How much longer?
We'll have to move our target date back to the end of January.
January?
OK.
That's only a month or so, Mum.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Guess we'll just have to. So, there goes Ambridge Organics Christmas Pud ice cream.
I called them. We're going to have a family meeting to talk over the whole problem.
Ah, so... Who's coming to this family meeting?
Keith and Stuart.
What about Tracy?
Oh, well, Tracy.
Well, she's got to be there, surely.
It's not quite as simple as that.
Why?
Well, she really wants to help.
But what?
But things aren't good with her and Dean.
So, what's new?
No, it's really bad this time, Neil. She was almost in tears on the phone. She didn't tell me the details, but I think there's been a real crisis.
So, this family meeting's just going to be the three of you?
It's the best I can do, Neil.
Tracy not even there? And you'll be lucky to get much change out of Keith and Stuart.
Oh, don't you worry. They're not going to wriggle out of this one. I'll make sure they do their share.
I know it's a bit depressing for us.
You're talking about the organics or the target date?
Well, both. And your ice cream.
Well, that can't be helped, I suppose. Not such a big deal.
Would have been nice, though.
Well, I think I'll make some anyway.
Yeah?
Just a small amount. I'll put it in the shop as a special offer.
Yes, why not?
A last hurrah for the Bridge Farm brand.
Yes, but I was really talking about the whole organic thing. I mean, we've worked and slaved away all these years to produce top-quality organic foods.
Yes, I know.
I'm just saying, I understand exactly how you feel.
Well, then you'll understand why I'd really prefer not to keep talking about it.
But it's no good burying our heads. We've got to live in the real world.
Yes, well, I suppose there are more important things in life than which font we choose for our brand name.
Well, when you think about it, as long as the word's there on the packaging, does it really matter? And if Tom and Brenda have found us a good designer, it could revamp our whole image. Oh, we'll have to make sure we get to see through the whole design process. And Pat, you're doing it again.
Was I? Sorry.
You all right? There's nothing else on your mind?
No. Well, No, there's nothing.
You sure?
Yeah. Bit tired, maybe.
Is that all?
Yes, I'm fine. But we've all got a lot to think about, haven't we?
If this ticks, I'm hoping she'll give us another nice heifer calf.
Right, well, I'm down the Herefords. And then I'm going to see Brian, tell him the bad news.
Oh, that we're not going to grow crops for his cynical, disgusting, immoral, intensive dairy unit.
Well, I'll probably put it a bit more tactfully than that.
He won't respect you for it.
I'll make sure he gets the message.
Oh, that's mine. You see who it is?
Yeah.
I've got my rubber gloves on.
Yeah, hang on.
I hope it's not...
No, it's your mum. Do you want me to get it?
No, I'll leave it. She's probably wanting a long chat about her Christmas plans.
Right.
I'll call her back later.
Okay.
I thought it might have been that dairy processor returning me call.
Still nothing yet?
No.
Right, well, time to face Brian.
And be tactful?
Well, as NFU chair, I have to give him the best advice I can if he asks for it. While at the same time letting him know that personally we wouldn't touch his scheme with a very long barge pole.
I wish you luck.
So my master plan is to have four separate courses, starter, main, pudding and cheese, with a selection of international dishes for each one.
Sounds lovely.
All served on trays in little bite-sized portions so people can pick and choose. And then we'll have the stage entertainment between each course.
Brilliant idea, Linda.
And while the food's being served, we'll play CDs of carols from all around the world.
Oh.
Perfect Utah down the answer.
I'll definitely buy a ticket.
Actually, Cathy, I was hoping you might be able to take a more active role.
Oh?
Well, I mean, if we're to fill the village hall, I'm going to need all the help I can get.
So you'd like me to do the cooking?
Well, if you can spare an evening or two, yes, over the next few weeks.
When is the show?
28th, the Wednesday after Christmas.
28th.
But of course, we'll be able to make a lot of the dishes early and freeze them.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'll have to get this one, Linda. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Well, bye then, Cathy. I'll be in touch.
Bye. Pat, hi.
Hi. Sorry, are you at work?
Oh, that's okay. It's nice to hear from you.
I won't keep you long. I just wondered if you were free tonight.
Well, yeah. There just happens to be a tiny gap in my frantic social life.
OK.
Would you like to come round? Be lovely to catch up.
Yes, it would. And...
Yes?
Well, shall we say 7:30?
Great, yeah, I'll see you then.
Well, if that's your final decision, David.
Well, Ruth... Well, both of us. You know, we just decided we wouldn't feel happy being tied into such a long-term contract. And we're still crossing our fingers and hoping to land a supermarket deal.
Yes, I see.
And as you know, we're both very committed to our way of dairy farming.
Oh, I was aware of that.
So I'm sorry to let you down.
Oh, never mind. I dare say we'll find other local suppliers.
Yeah, actually, that's what I don't quite get. Mm? Do you really need outside suppliers?
If we're to feed 1,500 cows all year round...
Yeah, well, I've done a few quick sums in my head, and with the estate acreage, plus all yours here at home farm...
We're still working on the figures, of course.
Yeah, but all the same, surely you'd be able to grow more than enough feed crops without having to buy them in?
Maybe, but there are still a lot of variables to consider. It's much better for us to have a safe margin.
Mm. Well, guess you're right.
Anyway, as I said, David, there's a long way to go yet. Our main worry is the strength of any local opposition. So much hysterical nonsense being peddled in the media these days. Bionic farms, Frankenstein cows, you know the kind of thing.
There are some more well-reasoned arguments, too.
Well, yes, I dare say, but it's the headlines that grab people's attention. So what's the feeling on the ground among your local NFU members?
Well, I can ask around for you, sound out opinion.
Could you do that? Strictly off the record, of course.
Yeah, sure.
And if you can think of anyone who might be willing to become our feed supplier...
Well, if I do, I will pass their names on to you.
Oh, well, thanks, David. No, I do appreciate that you have your own misgivings about this.
Yeah. Well, as you pointed out, there will be people around, farmers even, who feel a lot more strongly about it than I do.
Yes, I've no doubt.
So I think you're right. You could end up with a fight on your hands.
I've actually had quite a social evening already. I've been round next door.
What, to the Grundys?
Mm. Nick was there with Clary. She bought the kids their outfits for the wedding.
Oh, a fashion show?
Yeah, she wanted to show them to Clary.
That's nice.
They've been to see the Borchester Christmas lights.
Christmas lights?
Well, the Ambridge lights will go on soon, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Scary, isn't it? The whole thing coming round already.
Yeah. Maybe it's just as well we've had to postpone our relaunch.
Oh, have you? Why's that?
Oh, it's, you know, it's complicated.
Hmm?
Well, nothing in life's ever simple, is it? Anyway, I didn't come round to talk shop.
So, was there something else? Come on, out with it.
Well, no, I can't. You'll think this is totally crazy.
Try me.
It started because I went to Ivy Horobin's funeral.
What did?
You know Sharon's daughter, Sharon Richards.
Oh, you mean Kylie?
Yeah. Well, you know she came down for the funeral.
Yes, everyone said what a nice girl she was.
Well, apparently she's got a younger brother.
Oh, so Sharon had another child up in, where was it?
Leeds, oh. Yes. The boy's called Rich. He's a teenager.
Well, I heard she got married.
Well, yes, but... Well, this is the crazy bit.
Oh, come on, tell me.
OK. Do you remember that in 1997, a few months before John died, Sharon came back to the village? She didn't waste any time, of course. She and John had a fling.
Oh, yes, while he was supposed to be going out with Hayley.
That's right. Well... According to Susan, Rich is 13 now, and Sharon moved away again after Christmas that year. So, if you do the sums...
Oh, Pat, well, surely...
I don't know. But according to the dates, it's just possible this boy could be John's son.
Oh, Pat... But why?
I mean... Well, you can see it's technically possible.
Yes, but if she's been married to another man...
Yes, Eamon.
Well, when did she meet him? How long have they been together?
I'm not sure. Susan said it was a long time.
Well, there you are. The boy must be Eamon's. You've no reason at all to think he might be John's.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. As I said, it's all pretty mad.
Yeah.
But you did ask.
Well, I'm glad I did. It is a crazy idea. It's so unlikely. The best thing you can do is forget all about it. Try and put it right out of your mind.
Yes, you're right. I must.
So, cheers. Jamie took his maths resit on Monday.
Oh. How did he get on?
I met Bert in the driveway. Had to listen to a long tale about his bad luck at the ploughing match.
Oh, yeah. Lakey Green. He was so disappointed to come fifth.
Some obscure problem with the tractor I couldn't understand.
No sign of Frieda?
No, she's working.
Oh.
It's a nuisance. I'm counting on her help with the catering for our revitalised Christmas show. I'll give her a call tomorrow morning.
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
David.
Hi.
Well, I must be off. Still got a busy evening ahead of me.
Cooking?
Oh, no. I'm not quite ready to start on that yet. But now I've revamped the show, I'll have to change all the advertising and publicity.
Yeah.
Oh, no rest, eh?
Have to adjust the ticket prices too. Those who've hardly sold any, that shouldn't be much of a problem.
Bye then.
Bye.
Bye. Need a hand?
No, thanks. Just pizza. I'll make us a salad.
Oh, great.
So, how did it go with Brian?
Oh, he wasn't too pleased about it, but well, he wasn't that upset either.
Well, at least he knows.
Yeah.
Let's have a glass of this.
Ooh. Party time.
I've some great news.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to need your help and Pip's.
To do what?
I had a call back from the dairy processor. They've asked us to pitch for a contract.
That's great. That's fantastic.
I know. I can hardly believe it. After all that frustration and those wasted calls.
So, what exactly do they mean by a pitch?
Well, they want us to email them the details of our business, along with all the reasons why we should get a deal ahead of all the other farms who are chasing one.
Yeah, well, that's typical divide and rule.
Okay, but I really think we can do it this time, David.
Oh, that's great.
We've got a fantastic product. How can they possibly turn us down?
He certainly deserves to do well. He's worked really hard.
Mm.
But it's always so difficult to tell. We'll have to wait for his results in the new year. More wine?
Oh, no, thanks. I better not.
Well, you won't mind if I have another, will you? Oh, hey, and guess who I saw in the shop on my way home? Harry.
Oh?
Back from visiting Zofia in Poland. Seemed quite perky. Back to his old self again. Pat.
Hmm? Oh, Harry, yes.
You can't let it go, can you? This thing about Sharon's son.
Sorry. Is it that obvious?
OK. So let's go through it again. Calmly and rationally.
The dates do work out, Cathy. That's the trouble.
All right. So let's say, for the sake of argument, in theory, there's a chance that he might be John's. But why pick on that when it's far, far more likely to be Eamon's?
I can see that's the logical answer, yes.
So why even think about it? It's not going to lead anywhere. Only to places you better not to go. Have you mentioned it to anyone else? To Tony?
No, only you.
So you've been keeping it to yourself, worrying?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's such a ridiculous idea. I mustn't let myself get obsessed by it.
No, you really mustn't.
For someone who prides herself on being clear-headed and logical, it's all rather sad and pathetic, isn't it?
Not at all. I can quite see how you got there.
Thanks, Cathy. I do feel much clearer about it now.
Yeah, good.
I hope you don't mind. I just had to tell someone.
Love, of course I don't mind.
And it's not as if I haven't got far more important things to worry about.
Yeah, I know.
So I need to snap out of it and think about my priorities. We've still got a business to save, after all.